Yeah. Hello? Hello? Don't want to interrupt your dinner, but I wanted to know. Oh, where are you? I'm glad he liked it, you know.
He's not in the room, so I'm not saying this.
All right. Well, that's nice and safe. You know, Rogers was there. I, of course, acknowledged him when I spoke, but I didn't say anything about him on the foreign policy, because I was speaking to the whole network, and also, after all, in New York, there's a hell of a lot of people that don't approve of what he's done in Israel, so I just didn't mention it. Let me ask you, what did you think of Laird's performance today? I just got up on Siemens. I don't care much about Siemens, but God damn it, Siemens is not our friend, is he?
Well, Mr. President, you have been trying to get rid of him for 3 years, the Secretary of
I know. What do you think, is he our friend or not, or what is he? He's basically he's one of those. Intellectual.
Yeah,
semi-intellectual. Right. But I don't think he's a guy we can work with too well. I don't know who I have any alternatives, but I just think we ought to try to find one.
But
I had to say that I just didn't think it takes this.
No.
He just can't walk in here and say, look, here are the ones we're going to have.
Well, I also gave him
good. Well, it'll shake him up a little. Mel needs, it'll affect him a little. But I'm telling you, his line and so forth.
Meg told me about the meeting with
Rod. Yeah, right. He didn't take Mel's line, but he was, Mel had gotten to him. And he was sort of,
well, his worry is also that he'll reveal the association with Daniel.
Oh, you think he's worried about it?
Oh, yeah, because
doesn't want us to reveal it?
My book worries, my feeling is better. I don't know whether he's going to be a good. But I feel if you go the route of the long enough, then you're going to be district also in the congressional session with what it is you're up to.
On the other hand, Henry, in January, you see what we're. Bill makes one point which may be valid, and that is that. We make a 2-month announcement, and in January we got to make a big one.
Yeah. So,
but what can we say then? That's the point. Whether we can say enough, I don't know. You see what I mean?
Well, then you can. What I would do in January is to say I'm going down to whatever the residual board is in July, but I wouldn't call it a residual board. I just leave it open. What you do then?
Except the real thing we need to do in January is to get the issue out of the way at that point. If negotiations fail, we've really got to get these.
My instinct would be to spread the whole record out there. Say this is what we're doing and fight these guys. I do not feel that there's a lot of steam left.
You were starting to tell me about Newsweek and Gandhi.
And
China and Russia.
On everything. I just picked it all. China, Russia, Vietnam. And I said, you, the attacker, said, well, you need to be supporting it.
Coming back to your conversation with Grunwald, you think he's on the level of what he's saying?
Oh, yeah. He said there's only one. He said it's not even close. There is only one possible man. So then I said, well.
Why not Braun?
I said, we're not going to make this conditional of an interview. He said, no, he is on the cover already, no matter what he does. He's the man of the year. He wanted to have it outside.
Oh, of course.
He said, this is it.
They're doing that because of China.
Have an interview too, and he strongly implied that they would make it very positive and let you edit it. And I said, that's out of my field. And I said,
we'll take a look at it. Well, we will talk to Hagen. You talked to him since we had a meeting with Roger.
Yes.
Really,
Mr. President, the thing that occurred to me is this. You mentioned to him a few weeks ago what you were going to do.
No, you and I were together then. We told him.
At that time, you thought it was a good idea.
That's right.
You mentioned it to me, and now here you are, 72 hours away from it, as far as they know, 48 hours actually.
Yeah.
And instead of giving you instructions to do it, they start sniffing it around the edges of it.
They can be for something else, that's the point.
I beg your pardon?
So that they can be for something else, that's the point.
So that they can be for something else and for sheer publicity purposes. Each of them with a different motive. And sure, it's a competition. All of these positions have been up. And each of them has its problems.
Well, tough one. I mean, when you have to take a close one, you know, they really should come around and say, well, whatever you do.
I'll be telling you, Mr. President, you've got so well up to now, it's a close position. Either as grid, we're 100% behind you, and if you're fighting for you, no matter what you do.
Well, they never say that. Well, we'll get Rogers aboard. We could do that, but.
Yeah. But one shouldn't have to go through this. Besides, Mr. President, I think we can handle the 45. That's no problem. As long as you could say the rate, we could just say 45.
Yeah, well, Laird opened that one up by what he said. You know, I was trying to, you know, play a little.
Just tell Laird you're thinking, you're announcing what you're actually planning.
That's right.
So he has no concern.
Right. He can't say he authorized or advocated for it, because he didn't.
If you wanted to, you could still exaggerate your agreement you made for it to drop his proposal today. You're not locked to do the final thing in the Senate.
Except for the fact that, as I often said, that once the Congress begins in January, the resolution is forward, and that's another trying to get ahead of us.
Yeah, but Mr. President, if you have a major deadline, and they know April 15th is coming, they sure as hell are going to try to get ahead of us.
Yes, I know, but in January, if we announce it, we then have the April 15th deadline, too.
Well, but they won't have much time to get ahead of you.
Well, maybe not.
Because they won't get back till January 8th, but you can call the shots any time you want to, because you'll know them before the 8th, but.
You had anything further from the Germans as to whether they can go?
Whether who?
The Germans. As to whether they're coming for their meeting. The date, but.
Well, they're waiting on us.
Well, that's good.
They're waiting for Pompidou, Mr. President.
Well, he has to come first, that's right.
And that we will have by Friday, do you think, this week?
Good. See, Rogers doesn't know about those meetings, that's why.
Oh, but he can get the credit for it.
Oh, I don't give a shit about the credit. The main thing is, I put the Latin American thing till after the State of the Union. But that's a good
thing. I think you'll be happier.
Chuck it down there then and get it done. Not have it bothering you beforehand. Isn't that important?
I think that's it. I believe
Yeah. Announced dead pan. We're going to withdraw 45,000. Not going to give a goddamn any. Oh boy, I forgot that. Nobody was there. Not Laird, not Rogers, not anybody else.
He did it alone, and they helped out a bit, and he was there. But he couldn't have done it if you hadn't had the September 16th at that time.
Give Nelson my best and tell him I greatly appreciated his remarks. He was awfully good. All out. Great. But he was pleased with the meeting last night.
He thought the first thing he said to me was, I want you to know,
you're right. You're right. No, he's right. I couldn't agree more. That's right. Right? Oh, you shouldn't go. No? Well, good. That's good. That's good. Well, we can take a look at it in the morning, okay? Good luck. Have a good dinner.